Woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head. Didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert.
Hello and welcome to Sunday Morning Coming Down, episode 122. Deuces! Pull Tab Sports Production. We're going to have some fun today. It's a rainy day here in Minnesota. Kind of nice in a way when you see a weekend that looks kind of rainy. It feels like you should be playing cribbage somewhere. It's a bit like a snow day, but a rainy day. We're going to go to lunch with a college buddy at Cabin 61. Great bar food. I'll probably stop and get some cash for pull tabs. Have a couple drinks. Kind of tuck in to that atmosphere. So I think a rainy day, a rainy weekend can be fine as far as I'm concerned. It's a nice break. It's been sort of hot and nice for a while. So last I spoke to you, I was up at the cabin, Starbuck, Minnesota. And just some notes, some moments. So we spent a lot of time sitting on the porch. There's multiple porches at the cabin in Starbuck. There's a front porch, which is exquisite. Big front porch. Listen to some music. Do your Wordle. Cup of coffee. The doors kind of open, so the dog goes back and forth. Watch people come in and out of the community park. Then there's also a back patio, which is kind of like a porch as well, but that's more for sun and getting tan, sitting out there with your shirt off. Maybe you just finished a run and you want to sit out there and cool down. But some of the conversations you get at a place like Starbuck, Minnesota, we got into this whole what is dinner, what is supper thing. Holy buckets, man. That I wish I recorded it. It could have done a million views on TikTok, just this conversation about when is dinner and when is supper. If I remember correctly, dinner is lunch and supper is dinner. But maybe it started out a little weirder than that. I think it used to be like dinner was at dinner time and supper was like fourth meal, maybe, for like before Taco Bell took that, like farmers used to do that. So dinner and supper, I don't know. It seems like you should be having four meals if you're in the dinner supper conversation. Otherwise, you're just renaming lunch, which isn't as good. I will say I don't believe we eat four meals at the cabin consistently. We have breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But maybe sometime as we get older, we'll switch to, you know, breakfast, lunch, dinner, supper. It could happen. Boat snacks. Maybe boat snacks is one of those. I don't know. Just a reminder what we do here at Sunday Morning Coming Down. This podcast is there to make you feel a little bit better than yourself. My promise is to always be open. And hopefully by sharing with candor my trials and tribulations, successes, failures, insecurities, doubts, worries, joys, you feel like you're less alone. That's the goal, the antidote to the anxiety age. That's what I'm trying to do. I don't know if I do it well every time. It's only a half hour. It's the worst church you've ever had. It's the worst episode of Seinfeld you've ever listened to. That's Sunday Morning Coming Down. We're happy that you're here. Another conversation out on the deck at Starbuck, sitting with my wife. She just turns to me and says, where do all the dead birds go? I thought to myself, what? She said, look, there's so many birds, man. We see them everywhere. There's thousands of birds. On any given day, you might see 50 birds, but you never see, you don't see like 31 dead birds lying by the tennis courts. Where do all the dead birds go? Luckily, had the smartphone handy. A bird is a small animal. When it dies, it basically gets eaten by something and taken away. That's generally what happens to it. A lot of them die over water. The planet is 70% water, but they're a small predator. I think that's what they technically are called. So they get sort of gobbled up. Then she followed it up. Stacy looks at me, says, "If I had to be an animal, I'd be a bird. I think they have nice lives." I mean, they can fly, which is pretty great. Now, when she said that, she's sitting on the porch with 75 bird feeders that Cletus has put up in Starbucks. So maybe she was watching a hummingbird just floating, just levitating like Michael Jordan in 85. And that's what made her think a bird has an exquisite life. I need to talk about Jimmy's a little bit. They're going to factor into a conversation we're going to have about creativity today. But mostly, I just want you to know that it remains coleslaw season. It is still, we are still between Memorial and Labor. We are grilling. And I want you to get serious about coleslaw. I'm going to put a video on the Sunday Morning Coming Down pod Instagram where I put some Jimmy's coleslaw next to some baked beans, and you can see the baked beans steaming. You can feel the coldness of the coleslaw. That combination, that Picasso of combinations between a nice, cold, cool, fresh, crisp, and crunchy coleslaw with a warm, runny thing of beans kind of touching up against each other. It's a bit like when when Colorado, who did Colorado play? Tampa in the Stanley Cup. You can't picture those combinations in a bubble hockey game. That's a little bit like coleslaw with the greens and oranges and whites with baked bean brown. You remember how every wedding invitation was like chocolate brown and pink 20 years ago? I feel like that's what's happening when you set the baked beans right next to the coleslaw on your paper plate for some delicious barbecue. That's Jimmy's. Don't sleep on the slaw. Give it a place at the table. You can buy it at Cub. It is a Minnesota-run company. It is a family-run company. Don't ya be messing with the dressing. Related, sort of. Went to dinner with my mom. Her birthday's coming up. We still got one episode before then, so I'll wait to wish her a proper happy birthday. But the brothers took mom out to dinner at Restoration Hardware in Edina. There might not be a more Edina place than Restoration Hardware in Edina. You know, you walk in, you're at a furniture store where you can buy $15,000 couches. There's a woman in the corner with a mask on for some reason. And she, and every time I say, "Where's the restaurant?" And she tells me, "Turn right, elevator." I get up there. By the way, the Edina Water Tower, I believe, sits in the parking lot of Restoration Hardware. Like, if you walk out of Restoration Hardware, and let's say you had too many cocktails, and you were kind of stumbling out of Restoration Hardware, you would walk out the front door, and like Varsity Blues, and you would look up and you would see an Edina water tower, because this is the most Edina place on earth. It's almost like they remade the old Dayton's food court on top downtown. I think it was called Windows on the World. It's basically the same concept. It is, most people in there are somehow like 20 and rich. I've concluded everyone in the world is rich besides me. I don't know what I did wrong. I went to Boston College. I worked hard. But everybody everywhere seems to be rich. I don't know if anyone else feels like this, but I just look around and I'm like, what in the hell? What is going on? I'm driving an 06 Wrangler, not waving at people. And everyone's just killing it. But Restoration Hardware would be the epitome of that. We had a nice dinner. I got my mom to split with me. We're going to get into that in a bit. But I learned something. And I got something to offer you today. So even if you get nothing out of this podcast, you don't care about the conversation about creativity we're going to have. You don't care about my doctor issues, whatever. So you ever see somebody that has a piece of food in their teeth, okay? So my mom has a big piece of food in her teeth while we're there. She's the guest of honor. Three brothers. I know my one brother can see it because he's on the same side of the table as me. It's kind of on the side. I don't really want to, you know, take her thunder away or make an awkward moment for her. Because when someone has something in their teeth and you tell them, there's this awkward thing where they try to get it out like five times and they can't. And it's unsuccessful. Nope. Nope. And then they like put their whole head inside of their shirt and rub their entire face. Nope. Nope. Didn't get it. Nope. It's more up here. Nope. Nope. It's, and then sometimes, God forbid, you see somebody actually take their hand and go into the mouth to try to help the other person, you know, desperate times. So I'm sitting there going, how do I do this? It's her night. I want this to be a speed bump at best. Just a small speed bump. Not your fault. Got a little bit of little something in there. It's not going to hold us back. We're having a good time. And I figured it out. I turned on my phone. I turned it to camera. I did the reverse view. And I handed her my new iPhone 13. And I said, Mom, take a look. You got a little something in your teeth. I just wanted you to know that. Why don't you take it out? That thing was out of there in 5 seconds. Steve Jobs had no idea that this was one of the benefits of his creation. I mean, come on. And now all of you know this. This is a hack. If somebody has something in their teeth, camera, reverse mode, hand them that phone. It's like handing someone a handkerchief in the 60s, man. A monogrammed handkerchief. I felt like such a gentleman. It was great. It got out of there. You're welcome, Mom. You look great. Splitting a meal. So I only want to split meals for the rest of my life. I'm going to actually open a Diet Sunkist Orange Zero Sugar. This is one of the features of the program. They are not a sponsor. I just think, oh, that sounds so cool. I'm out on the porch today. We did a bunch of podcasts out here back in the day. There used to be a wind chime. It must be on the ground or something. But so splitting. I want to split meals. I don't like ordering my own entree anymore. It's too much food. That doesn't mean I'm not going to split an appetizer and then split an entree. So I'm not shorting myself. If you've seen me, you know that's true. But got the mom to split, you know. And but dudes don't like this. Like you ask another guy to split, man, they think that's a tough deal. You would think I was asking them to spoon. Or I don't know. I don't know what that means. Like I don't know why they don't like that. But I'm just telling you, if you're a male friend of mine and you're out to dinner with me, lunch, I'm totally down to split. It doesn't need to be weird. No one's going to judge us. We just want to, we both want to keep our options open. Half an entree. Maybe we have an extra drink. Maybe we have an app. Maybe we have dessert, you know, coffee after dinner. I don't know. So let's start splitting, dudes. Men, you're not real men split. Someone make the t-shirts. Real men split entrees. Bill Russell died. He was apparently, I like when people die, they come up with the definitive way to describe that person, which unfortunately for me will probably be hockey hair creator dies. Which isn't the worst thing, but maybe I can do something better than that at some point. Maybe. Maybe I'll, I don't know, maybe I'll invent the teeth cleaning phone app. That could be it. But so Bill Russell died, and he's had 11 championships, so everybody's calling him the greatest team sport winner of all time. It's like they did a Mad Lib. Like, well, there's Jordan, so he's not the greatest winner. Because team sport winner, okay, all right, so they got there. But that's not what I took away from Bill Russell. I watched some of this video of him, or I noticed out of the corner of my eye his photos, and he was one of the early dudes with, like, the white beard, okay? So, like, Letterman is in this whole new phase of life, right? Dave ran hard for, like, 40 years. Driving 85 miles from Connecticut to New York, doing a show, top of the world, top of the ratings, progressive, creative, pushing the envelope. And now he's like this white beard, interviewing people, soulful, finding meaning in life. You know, Rick Rubin, right? Jeff Bridges, same way. Jeff Bridges is a guy that calls people cats. Like, oh, I love that cat. I could almost do that. I think I could kind of. I think I could mix that in with my buddies. Like he's a good cat. That I don't even think they say good cat. I think they say that cattle. That cat'll teach you a lesson if you're not careful, baby. I don't know. I don't got to listen to Jeff Bridges more. I don't know how you mix in cat. But Bill Russell was this big, like, activist, civil rights, Martin Luther King. And he had the white beard, man. He achieved transcendence, Zen, open-mindedness. I think after the black t-shirt phase, so if you're trying to be a creative, you're trying to make things, you're trying to put things in the world, which is the phase I'm in now. I'm actually wearing a black t-shirt today. I think the next phase is the white beard. Yeah, wisdom. You know, you're a little bit, you know, off the reservation. So I give credit to Billy Russell. He had an early white beard phase. And, you know, he was probably an inspiration to Dave and Jeff and Rick Rubin and some of the greats. Another topic that came up at dinner with the brothers is one of my brothers says to me, do you know that there's never technology in your dreams? Like if you've ever had a dream, there's never a phone in your dream. There's never a laptop in your dreams. I don't actually know if this is true. I think now that he said this, it's probably going to be in my dream every time, which is a buzzkill. Like all of my dreams are going to be like the Ace Hotel lobby with like 15 people with laptops and playing Battleship on laptops and in overpriced coffees. But I like the idea that there's no tech in your dreams, because if there is like an alternate universe or an alternate us, or even that our most primitive soulful being, that tech can't get in there, I think that's pretty cool. So I don't know if that's true from young Tommy King Brother 3, but he says no tech in dreams. Let me know if that's actually true. I got a show for you. I told you to watch Blackbird. It's unbelievable. Martin Scorsese needs to discover this young actor, Jimmy. Both of them should win awards. Amazing show on Apple about a serial killer and a gangster. But there's a ridiculous show from Nathan Fielder on HBO Max called The Rehearsal. I think it would take me an hour to explain what he's doing, but it's basically if you took absurdist comedy and gave it as many layers as Westworld. That's what he's doing. He creates real-life scenarios. So say some guy wants to apologize to someone. He builds a replica set of the place they're going to do the apology, and then he works with them for like a week to train out every single outcome so that their real-life situation goes as well as it can with actors, and it is insane. It's probably not something, it's a bit like when you have a drink and you say, I love this, but I could only have one of them. That's a little bit like The Rehearsal. I would encourage you at most just to watch episode one where a guy is trying to tell his trivia buddies that he did not have a major in college. He lied about his education. It is amazing. True creative person. I know people don't like doctoring stories, ailment stories. I've had more this year than I've ever had in my life. I had some issues with the booster, supposedly, but maybe even by saying that means I stormed the Capitol. I don't know. I just telling you, I had no issues for 30 years, and now I've had 30 issues in 1 year. Maybe they're related. But funny one, I had some soreness in my legs, real sore. I don't know what it is. Still got some elevated white blood cells. It might just be that I need new running shoes, and I weigh over 230 pounds. That could factor in. It could. I think it could. I'll have to ask the doctor. But so I went in today. I had a morning. Some guys have experienced this where you have something on your butt. I thought I had a bite. So my wife got to start the day with me pulling my shorts and underwear down as she was drinking her morning coffee to look at my butt. She thought it was a bite. So now we're playing out a whole scenario where I got Lyme's disease or maybe a spider. Maybe there's a tarantula in the house, and it's, you know, my son had a bite a couple weeks ago. Maybe there's a tarantula in the camper, you know, in the backyard. Maybe I have Lyme's disease, which would mean I have two diseases. I have celiac disease and Lyme's disease, which is pretty cool. I think that's like hosting Saturday Night Live 5 times. So I might have double diseases. Deuces, this is podcast 122. Going to the doctor today, the urgency room, my own personal doctor. Now, consider I went there yesterday as well. I roll in, you know, they put the gown on me. Doctor comes in with his scribe, so he's got like the guy following him around. He looks at my butt, basically tells me it's a bruise, not a bite, okay? I don't know if this is true. My wife doesn't believe it. How would you have a bruise on your butt? Well, when your legs are super sore, sometimes when you sit down at the toilet, you do a little drop. You hold on to the sink, but you drop. I might have bruised my damn butt dropping down to the toilet seat. It's possible. I was on a boat yesterday, maybe sitting on the back of the boat. So it's possible that I've gone to the urgency room twice in the last 48 hours because my legs are sore because I should buy new shoes, and I bruised my butt because I'm dropping too far down to the toilet seat. So that, if that doesn't make you feel better about yourself, I don't know what will. On the flip side, though, once you've had a blood clot, anything, it just ruins everything when it comes to doctors, because if you have some little feeling, if you never had a blood clot, you're like, I'm going to ignore this forever because that's what I do. But once you've had a blood clot, you're like, this might be a blood clot that's in my ear. And soon it will move to my brain and I'll have a stroke. So like once you've had a blood clot, everything means you maybe need to get it checked out, which is super, super weird. So I don't know. But on the flip side, just to defend myself, I used to have this image of doctors that when you walked into the doctor, you were like a Rubik's Cube that was all mixed up. And the doctor would be like, and they would fix you. No, that's not how it works, folks. Basically, it's the rough equivalent of the medallion hunt my wife does in St. Paul each year. They make sure you're not dying. And by dying, I mean that day in their office. They rule out that stuff. And then they send you on your way. You know, here's your next clue. You should go to an internal medicine doctor. And then you go there. You should go to a hematologist. So it's kind of a fun sort of medallion hunt sort of experience. It's not a Rubik's Cube. That's how that goes. One thing that is just more reliable, you know, than the meteorologist life of medicine, the sort of hop, skip, and a jump from place to place, is Joe Mama's Salsa. If you want to have a salsa experience that won't let you down, I want you to roll into Cub. They're probably on the Minnesota company end cap right now, or they just finished up. I want you to pick up some Joe Mama's. I want you to get on the magic carpet ride of salsa. Starts tart, ends with a kick. You are going to love it. Kind of has a little bit of the cowboy caviar jam to it. They are the official salsa of hockey. I don't know how they did that. They went like above the NHL, above the IIHF, and they are the official salsa of hockey. Above NCAA, I mean, geez, USHL, they're above it all. They are the official salsa of hockey. They do want to do fundraising. If you're a manager, please reach out to me, pulltabproductions@gmail.com. You can email me. You can respond. We're going to start putting some videos up. You can respond to those on Instagram. But try Joe Mama's Salsa. It is a flavor wave, and you need to get in the barrel and start riding it. That's Joe Mama's Salsa. So my question today, I had this little talk with the guys in the smoker, the secret cigar smoker, a couple weeks ago about creativity. And I think some of you listen to this podcast, maybe because of the hockey hair video, maybe because, maybe you're a creative person yourself. Too often I hear people say that they're not creative, and it kind of bugs me. They'll say, well, I'm not creative, or I can't come up with something like that, like you can, or I would have never thought of that. Okay, that's what they say. Okay, so a couple things. being creative and being a creative are two different things. So I'm creative. I'm not a creative. There is another level of creative people that are like true freaks, right? You know, Kanye, you know, some of the creative directors I work with through the years in advertising would be at that level of, they're kind of nuts in a good way. And, you know, they'll just wake up one day and be like, I'm going to reinvent church. That's what I'm doing for the next month, right? Like, that's not me, right? I like to, if someone says, hey, I'm having a theme party, what should I name it? Oh, yeah, I'm down to try to name that thing and be creative and win the contest of lowbrow creativity. But I'm not necessarily, you know, a creative in the sense of this Nathan Fielder, what he's doing with this show, the rehearsal is just, it just makes my head hurt, but it also makes my belly laugh. Here's what I would tell you if you don't think you're creative or you don't think you can come up with something. Being creative is just about being stubborn and having stamina, okay? It's not magic. It really isn't. It's not about catching a lightning bug in your hand or a lightning bolt. It isn't. It's about coming up with an idea, sticking to it, cutting all the fat off of it, and not letting that bastard die. Carry that idea out of the jungle like Bubba Gump. So, a couple examples. We're making some content for Jimmy's and Joe Mama's. We made these slaw law videos for Jimmy's. If I haven't put them on the Instagram, I will. Little videos about coleslaw laws, things you should know. You know, Jimmy's has a calculator to figure out how much coleslaw you should make for a party. You know, that's a slaw law. Use a coleslaw. When it comes to math for coleslaw, don't use a regular calculator. Use a coleslaw calculator. You know, don't sleep on the slaw was one we tried to make. Dance when you shake the bag. You know, make yourself a slotini, right? So we had all these little things. We're currently making some stuff for Joe Mama's, trying to bring to life this idea of the official salsa of hockey. So how do you do that? Well, you take iconic hockey moments and you swap out the hockey thing for the salsa thing. So if I'm used to seeing a pyramid of pucks being knocked off by the first winger on the ice, I'm now going to see a pyramid of salsa jars getting knocked off as someone goes on the ice. If I'm used to seeing someone stick handle around cones, I'm seeing them stick handle around Joe Mama's salsa jars. And here's the deal. Once you have your simple concept, Joe Mama's salsa, it's the official salsa of hockey. Take hockey things and make them salsa things. Boom. That's the whole idea. Slaw laws. There's a right and a wrong way to do coleslaw. We're going to show people the right way. Boom. What happens too often with creativity is people get loose with it because they think creativity is loose. They think like, well, you know, it's creative. You know, one of the interns in our company said, I'm going to take a bunch of Joe Mama's. No, I'm going to take a bunch of coleslaw to the golf course and we're going to just tee off and hit the coleslaw with the driver and make it explode. It's going to be slaw shenanigans. It's going to be awesome. And I said to them, well, that's great. Two things. That sounds like somebody that just wants to golf and is trying to squeeze in this project while they're golfing. Two, I don't know that we can use that. I don't know what that is. I don't know what blowing up a jar of coleslaw with a driver is. It doesn't fit into the simple idea that there's a right and a wrong way to do coleslaw. Right? You know, if you're making a slotini, it's shaken, not stirred. If you're getting ready for dinner, make sure you have a place at the table for coleslaw. Right? So I think I just want to tell you all, if you want to be creative people, come up with an idea. It doesn't have to be the best idea in the world. Overcommit to it, be stubborn, and have stamina. So when I do Flocella for the hockey hair, all that really is a pun. You know, alliterations, puns, it's just, Coachella sounds like Flocella. But once you get there, I can make a logo mixing hockey and music festival. Oh, I can make a t-shirt where instead of all the band names on the back, I got the names of all the weird hairstyles that people have seen in the hockey hair video through the years. Oh, I can do something musical in the video. So I would just tell you, you know, we just did something on Kirill Kaprizov, the beautiful Russian baby, is home from Russia. And everybody's going to be writing about that. And our approach at Pull Tab Sports was, let's do an article about the five ways to celebrate the return of the newborn king, Kirill Kaprizov, to the state of hockey. Number one, slay a fatted calf. How do we do that? Where do we get calf? You know, should you buy it at Costco? You know, number two, drink 97 beers or drink a 25-year-old scotch, which came out in, wait for it, 1997. That's right. So a lot of it's just over-committing to the bit. Our angle, our creative angle on Kirill coming home is not the normal thing. It's what's the right way to celebrate this occasion and then go over the top, out-execute that concept. So I just want you all to know, if you want to be more creative, if you want to do more ideas, if you want to surprise yourself with something you came up with or made, have an idea and be stubborn as hell about it. Overcommit to the bit. And anything that's not making that isn't related to that idea, cut it off. Cut it off like the grizzle on the steak. So that's your TED Talk on creativity from someone who is not a creative, is a little bit creative sometimes. Willie Anderson had me out on his boat yesterday. There, you ever have friends that basically do more stuff for you than you do for them? I feel pretty lopsided with Willie. You know, he's taken me to concerts. He's, you know, him and his wife have been real good to us, and they will be good to you. If you need to save some money, your gas prices are too high. When I was on the boat with him yesterday, he answered a phone call, and something was happening. It seemed serious. He turned down the Morgan Wallen and dealt with it. And I asked him, I go, hey, what was that about? And he said, I can't tell you. Of course, right? Love that, old school. So, you know, he takes care of people. He answers his phone. He basically helps you buy insurance the same way he would get it for his own family. And he'll explain it to you like you're reading a children's book. And simply put, you know, he likes to say, as a rule, stupidity is covered. He's a generous guy. He's going to take care of you. He's been good to my family. He'll be good to yours. Get your insurance with Will Anderson. Somebody from the pod just called him this week. So if this is church for you, and I'm not trying to replace church, to be clear, but if this is church for you, you want to throw something in the collection, you know, collection bin, is that what they call it? The plate, the collection plate. Get your insurance with Willie Anderson, or basically go to Cub and buy some of our favorite condiments. So finishing with a drinking story, went to the barn dance last night, Saturday, in Starbuck. They had a dude there called the Piano Man that kind of looked like Jimmy Buffett had a kid with Paul Newman. So all of that works for me. Wearing a Hawaiian shirt, playing a piano all night long. The dude never took a break, and he sat there and just played. But so when you have a piano and you're requesting songs, you know, Sweet Caroline, some of these are always going to do well. Anything where it's like, so good, where there's a call and response, that's going to do well. But we're in a barn. They got fans blowing because they're worried it's going to be hot. It's a big barn dance, right? They got pulled pork. You know, they got an open bar. It's a 40th wedding anniversary, you know, which is awesome. And we were so happy to be there. Brenda and Sam, happy anniversary, 40 years. That's impressive. But at the end of the night, his last song was Piano Man, or the last song we were there for. My son goes to St. John's. They have a tradition where they drop the shorts down to the ankles and everyone sings Piano Man arm in arm in their underwear. So we did that in a big circle. It might have frightened the 12-year-old that was standing next to someone in briefs. I think I'm not sure what kind of memory he's going to have. Not sure that Billy Joel will be on his Spotify very much. But nice to know, like, who wears boxer briefs and who wears boxers. I found it, you know, Sam wears boxer briefs. Older guy. I would have pictured him more for a boxer guy. But it was boxer briefs. So that was good to know. But the thing I learned, drinking aspect of this, the most fun song of all the songs in the request bin was Family Tradition by Hank. I mean, it was so great singing that, yelling it, you know, I'm going to drink, I'm going to smoke. There's a lot of call and response. It was great. That's what we're going to finish with today, Family Tradition. I hope you and your family are well. I hope you're enjoying a little bit of a hunker down, tuck in, rainy weekend. I hope that you're able to sit on the toilet without too big a drop-off so you don't bruise your inner butt cheek. We're here at Sunday Morning Coming Down trying to make you feel better about yourself. Thanks for being on the ride with us. Get it.
Country music singers have always been a real close family. But lately, some of my kin folks have disowned a few others than me. I guess it's because I kind of changed my direction. Lord, I guess I went and broke their family tradition. They get on me, wanna know, Hank, why do you drink? Hank, why do you roll smoke? Why must you live out the songs that you wrote? Over and over, everybody. If I get stoned and sing all night long, it's a